Hey, listeners, welcome back to Better by Association, an original podcast produced by the Texas Society of Association Executives. I'm your co-host, Katie Markert, Marketing and Communications Director with TSAE, alongside my favorite co-host.
Thanks, Katie. Hello, all. I'm Stephen Stout, Executive Director with the Texas Society of Association Executives.
And welcome back, all the 100%ers out there.
That's right. We nicknamed our listeners last time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It only makes sense. Association people give 100% so much of the time. So we are dubbing you 100%ers.
I love that because it always reminds, every time I hear 100%ers, I feel like it should be like followed by a confetti cannon or something like 100%, like pew, pew, pew.
But I do love that happen.
Let's do it every time. Just a big old cannon.
Let's get some sound effects for that.
So I do have a question for you, Katie, going back to what we're going to talk about today. And for the 100%ers out there, actually. So do you remember what you were like 30 years ago?
30 years ago. I'm turning 40 this year, so that means I would be 10 years old. I was very interested in playing soccer at the time and hanging out with my friends. So I think those were high on the priority list.
A young 10-year-old Katie.
Yeah. How are you, Stephen? What do you think? 30 years?
I'm a little older than you. So I was starting high school, I believe. Had all the answers. I knew everything. Wanted to make sure that everyone asked my opinion on everything because I clearly had one. Completely naive and stupid, per usual, at that age.
I also think you have referenced yourself as a little bit, what, emo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my life was so hard living in suburbia, living that life. As teens do, they go to the angsty phase. And I definitely had an angsty phase, especially freshman years. Me against the world. But things have definitely changed. But the reason I ask you this question is because we're going to talk with some of our TSC family who's been with us for almost 30 years. And I'm excited about our conversation today with our guests, and not just any guests, but these are some of the best examples of people who give 100%.
That's a great point, Stephen. And today we're talking to two of them. Our first guest is Dottie Bosley, CDME, CTA. She's the Regional Sales Director with Visit Galveston.
And also joining us today is Teresa Parsons, CAE, CMP, Executive Director with the Texas Council of Administrators of Special Education.
Let's bring them in. Welcome, Dottie and Teresa.
Welcome.
It's great to be here chatting with all of you. If you don't know Dottie, what are you even doing with your life?
Oh, Teresa, stop it.
We do have some new folks out there, but I bet even they know Dottie Bosley.
Yeah, how do you not know Dottie? And then, of course, Teresa, you're well-known in our space as well, so you are no small feat either, my friend.
The quiet thing that these two are not saying out loud is that we've been around a long time. That makes us old. This is the geriatric version.
We don't use that word.
We don't use the awful cheap word. So we always do the same question for all of our guests, and you guys are no different. So I'd love to hear, what is your fallen story, and how did you fall into this industry? Because so many of us do not go to school for this. And we've come across this space in a very unique way. I'm going to start with you, Dottie. So tell us how you got into association sales and at Visit Galveston.
Stephen and Katie, it's so nice to do this because I love the first question. The reason I love the first question is because every time I think of my fallen story, I just crack up at myself because I was so naive and so new to the working world. So the answer comes in two parts. First, I fell into the tourism side. Then I fell into the association side. So if you'll bear with me, I want to tell both stories.
Love it.
So when I graduated from Southwest Texas State University, I, of course, moved in with my mother in Houston, like every other college grad. And down the street from me was this beautiful hotel, the Adams Mart. And I thought, now that would be cool. I was so eager to be in the management world, and even that cracks me up. But I couldn't wait to be a manager of something. When I interviewed with the food and beverage director, I remember he asked me what I knew about beverage costs because I was applying for Pierre's Lounge Manager. Can you imagine? Pierre's Lounge Manager.
That sounds fun, like an underground jazz club.
It was. So he asked me about beverage costs, and I said, I don't know anything about that, but I know I can do this job. And of course, he bought it, and I should have just gone into sales at that moment because I can't believe that I got that job. I had no idea what he was talking about. But that job was 12, 13 hours a day, 6 days a week. Somebody asked me, do I want to come in on Sunday, the seventh day? And I was like, oh, I got to get out of this. this is not for me.
This is not what you were thinking.
No, it was not what I was thinking. And not exactly enjoying it, except that I saw the salespeople come in, right, with their customers. And they're drinking and they're eating and they're having fun. And I was like, ooh, that looks like a good job. And I'd walk through the administrator offices and they'd be reading their newspapers and having coffee service. And I thought, that's definitely for me. So I get that job at the Hire Regency Houston. Fast forward, I was promoted and sent to Austin at the Hire Regency Austin. And for the next 8 years, had the luxury of getting to know the association world, the association professionals, the people in it, and just knew absolutely that it was what I wanted to do. I want to follow up with that because we talk about falling in. And even though universities today, right, they have degrees, they have courses, we do outreach to educate people in this world. As I'm talking to Visit Gallus and my team, I said, I'm going to be on this podcast. And the first question is, how did I fall into it? We just hired a sports sales manager. She's a couple of years out of college. She had worked for a different destination marketing organization, the CBB. And I looked at her and I said, when you interviewed for your first job, did anything about what it was? She goes, I had no clue. So 40 years later, we're still falling into this job. And that just amazes me.
You fall into it, but then you grow with it.
Yeah, then you follow up with it and you stay with it. Okay, Teresa, you're up. Let's see if you can top that. What's your fall-in story?
I took a job with an international association when I didn't know what an association was. Early in my career, I had been in journalism. And I was excited and I was hopeful. But that quickly ended.
Your hope got killed.
It did. And this is because about 5 weeks in, at the annual conference, the executive director was fired at the event. That was a super awkward flight home. 3 weeks later, the associate director was fired.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. And for the rest of my 10-ish months there, it was the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Here we was. We seriously had a board member stopping by to check on us to make sure people were in the office, and he was counting reams of paper and supplies. It was really tight, and there were a number of people on staff who were tied to grant funding. Everybody else felt very insecure.
Yeah.
We had a board member, former board member on staff, who was jockeying for the open executive director job. And she worked to get several of the staff fired in advance of that transition and then continued after someone else was hired for the job. She was a little bitter. And I swore I was not going to work for another association again.
It was going to say, and you're still here today.
I was like, wow, this is like Game of Thrones stuff. I love it.
I found another job in my original field of journalism, and that was great. I was Washington correspondent, did that for a few years, and then decided that I wanted to move to another city. And when I was looking, I talked to a friend and he had recommended this job. And I thought, no way, I'm not going there.
Not again.
Why would I do that? So I kept looking, but I did apply for the job. There were, I found out later, 60 applicants. Wow. I made the cut for interviews and I thought, okay, I'll go to Austin. I'll check out Austin. It's a good way to get there. They're paying for my flight. I'll just check the city out. I got halfway through that interview and I thought, I love these people. I think I'm going to do this. And I actually went back and quit my job. And the owner of the company tried to convince me to stay, flew me to West Palm Beach, poured on the courtship, trying to get me to design my own job there, allowing me to move to another city. And in the end, I just kept thinking about the mission of the organization I interviewed for.
Yeah.
That was TCase.
Yeah.
Didn't think I would stick with that job. I thought I would end up back in a communications job.
Sure.
I just fell in love. I tried to leave once. Some of that I left for a year, went to work for a company that is in our orbit, And I came back to TK's.
Yeah.
I felt like I'd come home.
Aww.
Largely because of who my members are, but really the field is just an incredible field. And if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah. Both really great stories, guys. Thank you for sharing those.
I know. I love it. I'm so glad you guys are here and have been here over the time that we've talked about. So let's put a number on it. Teresa, you have been a member here at TSAE for 26 years. And Dottie, you have been a member for 28 years. Did you guys know it was that long?
Yeah, I did know it was that long. I thought it was longer.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. When you first joined TSAE and you went to your first event, how did you approach it? How did you feel about it? And this is a two-part. If you could do anything differently now looking back, would you? Teresa, you want to go first?
Yeah, it's a great question. Looking back, I did know how long it was, 26 years, because that's how long I've been at TK's. I was hired at 29 as executive director.
Wow.
I don't know what they were thinking. And I don't know what I was thinking because I knew that I didn't know the job.
Yeah.
I knew that wasn't my background. I knew I had a lot to learn. So when I discovered that there was this thing in our budget already from the person before me for this group called TSAE, I was like, what is this? And when I found out what it was, I thought, well, I'm going to give this a try. I'm so over my head. I need help. And I showed up to the first conference, and it was the Dotties, the people like Dottie, who were incredible connectors, the people I had done business with in my first few months of the organization, who actually introduced me around. It was the affiliates who made my connections that meant so much to me at TSAE from the beginning and continue to. They're incredible connectors. And if you're a newbie and you don't know anyone, that's what you need to do. Find the people you do business with and ask to get introduced around. And when I look back, what I would have done differently, I remember sitting in a session on budget at that first conference and just feeling, oh my gosh, I didn't even know when I was interviewing. This wasn't even part of the interview. Like, financials? Really? I hate math. I truly believed there was no reason I needed to learn algebra. Now I know there's a lot of reasons. But I was sitting there thinking how big of a job it is to budget for an organization when you don't even yet know enough about its mission and how everything works together. And I thought, I just need to introduce myself around a little bit and I need to lead with some more connections. And I did leave with a few, but I didn't do it as aggressively as I thought I should, as now I think I should have, because I was not ready to say to myself, I don't know anything about this. Declare it to some others who can help me. Now I know that really is what TSAE is good at, connecting people. You might be on the job for 26 years and still have a lot to learn, because things like the global pandemic and AI will throw surprises at you. I have a lot in this field. I wish that I had started earlier being vulnerable and asking for help.
Oh, I love that. That is such a good point, because it's all of us do that, I feel. And part of your growth in any career is realizing that you do need the help, and the more the better, I feel like, as far as advice and learning how other people do it compared to yourself.
Yes, assume everybody else is learning too, because they are.
Yes.
But I don't care how long you've been in this.
And what about you, Dottie? Take us back to the beginning, Dottie.
And how dare you ask me to go back 20 years? I was like, what? And then all of a sudden I was like, I think that was the conference, the annual conference in Corpus Christi. And I actually do remember now.
Like, look at you, Dottie.
You got date and location. Good for you, Dottie.
I feel so much better about my memory. And I had the luxury at that point in my career in 96, because I did the math. I'd been a sales manager for a while, so I wasn't new to the position. So I knew what I was doing. I was selling for the Renaissance Austin Hotel, and I was somewhat prepared for what I saw, because when I looked at people, just like Teresa was saying, when I looked at people like Mary Wilson with Hyatt and Cecily McKinley with the Westin, and believe it or not, Teresa Parsons with TK's, and you're giving me the imposter syndrome here, but I looked at Leslie Midgley with TLTA, and I know people are going to say, what is she talking about? Marilyn Monroe was the executive director, right? She's not the Marilyn Monroe, but she still commanded an incredible presence. Eddie Edmondson with Nursling and Landscape. And I looked at everybody and just was in awe about how exciting just the annual convention was, how much fun it was. And I think I knew back then that I wanted to be a leader. It took me a long time to get there, but it just washed over me. And I'd say to those people, just like Teresa was saying, to the folks that are new to TSAE or new to their position, go for it if you can. I know we're going to talk about time maybe here in a little bit. Maybe you can only give a little, but just go for it, because just like Teresa said, people are learning. Everybody's learning. I don't care how long you've been in this business. You're still learning. Every time I go to an event with TSAE, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, but I get butterflies. You're probably saying you couldn't possibly get butterflies, Dottie, but I do. And I love it because I know that it's exciting and the energy is there. What I would do differently, I can't say I would do much differently, but I know that's not true for everybody. So to tag on what Teresa is saying is to get involved as quickly as possible. Go to the events. If that's all you can do, go to the events. Talk to people. Hopefully we'll talk about our mentorship program that we've got going. You know, if you don't want something that formal, just find that person. Find your Mary Wilson in the crowd.
Yeah.
So many legends that you mentioned. It's incredible to think about. I had the same memories of being in awe of Leslie Midgley up on stage and thinking, there's another really strong female. And that's cool. I couldn't imagine myself being there someday.
Yeah.
And I was. But yeah, the people make a difference. And we had a conversation in my office, obviously over Zoom. I think it was actually in Slack. And one of my coworkers had said, leadership is not a position. It's about showing up. Whether you volunteer, whether you become a member of the board or volunteer in committees or not, there's a lot of ways to be a leader at TSAE by just showing up.
You guys just perfectly teed up my next question. I couldn't have asked for a better headway. So here we go. What was the turning point when you guys decided to go from dues-paying member? Because we all have those checkbook members that sign the dues, and that's all they do. And they certainly have value and a place in an organization. But how did you go from a dues-paying member to a truly engaged member serving on committees or on the board? Was there one thing that inspired or pushed you to start raising your hand? And Teresa, let's start with you.
I'd have to say there's probably two things, and they happened about the same time. One of those was I joined a CAE study group, and I got to know a small cohort of people in a way that I hadn't before. Continuous conversations. We had some pretty deep conversations about leadership and management, and it inspired me to do more. It inspired me to be a better leader, and that meant being more involved in TSAE, but I now had a group of people that I felt was along the journey with me. And then about the same time, Eddie Edmondson asked me to serve on a committee. And I absolutely said yes, because I was very interested in it. I can't remember what the committee was. I think it might've been conference planning, but that started a long period of time where I got asked to be on committees or chair committees. And fortunately or unfortunately, I never said no. It was great. At one point, I realized I was already on several committees and I was chairing one. And I think it was Aaron that asked me to be on something. And I just said, I have to say no. I'm on too many other things you might not be aware of, but I'm already doing several other things. And in order to do any of them, I have to say no. But that was one thing I realized was I kept saying yes, and I kept learning so much from the experience of whatever it was, whether it was a micro volunteer opportunity or whether it was something that took, I was on one committee that I chaired that was over 3 years. It was really great experience. And that's when I really became engaged, because I was part of what was going on and I was volunteering.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you learned to say no through TSAE.
That's
a big feat in life.
Yeah.
It's hard, but sometimes you have to value the depth of your volunteerism as opposed to the breadth of it.
No, absolutely.
And I 100% respect that and get it, because same thing. You don't want to be doing something at 60% or 70%. And I know you, Teresa, when you put your name on something, you commit wholeheartedly. I respect people that do that, that tell us no, because I'm like, I get it. We want your full potential. And if you can't give it to us, I absolutely respect you saying not at this time.
And I think it says something that I was married for less than 5 years, but I've committed to TSAE for about 26.
You found your true love. And now let's take a quick break for a message from TSAE.
Steven, how would you say you are at golf?
Ugh, horrible. And you?
I have played my whole life. I won't say I'm like a professional or anything, but there's definitely been some work put in.
If you can swing a club, then you are already better than me.
I ask because we have one of our favorite events coming up on April 17th. It's the TSAE Open. It's an entire afternoon where TSAE takes over Topgolf in Austin for an afternoon of connection and fun.
It really is a great day. Good for those of us horrible at golf and those like Katie who actually are good at the game.
So please join us on April 17th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Topgolf Austin, along with over 200 TSAE members.
Association professionals can attend for absolutely free. But visit TSAE.org for more information and to sign up. And take it from someone who is awful. You do not have to be good to enjoy this event.
100%ers, you work hard all year long. So take the afternoon off and take a break, have some laughs, and have some fun with us.
And come on, we all deserve a little break. So join us for TSAE Open April 17th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Topgolf Austin. And Dottie, what about you? What made you make the switch from a dues-paying member to like heavily engaged member?
If I have to put what was the one thing, it definitely goes back to the leaders within TSAE that inspired me. And my story actually starts before I was a TSAE member at the Ohio Regency Austin with Nan Stone, who was the director of sales and marketing at the time. And she was affiliate of the year and she was on the board. And Tom Menno, my general manager, was super involved with TSAE. And Nan would bring in her gowns because back then there was the chairman's banquet.
Oh yeah. Do we need to resurrect something?
I don't know. I don't want to dress up anymore. She would bring in this beautiful dress and show us all the dress that she was going to wear. And I just was like a big old eyes looking at her and wanting to be like her. So I can't say that I ever was just a member. I just wanted to be a part of it so much. And I feel exactly today the way I did 28 years ago. That says so much about the organization. I had the same excitement, the same desire. And I just would say, what do you want your career to look like? Do you want a job or do you want a career? And for me, TSAE helped create my career. And it was being on committees and being involved and being on the board.
That's awesome. And you're actually going right into my next question, talking about being on the board and leadership. Both of you have been on the board of directors for TSAE multiple times. And Teresa, you even took on the board chair role. Tell us a little bit about what was your experience like as a board member for the organization? Dottie?
I had to think about this question just a little bit. Spoiler alert, she gave me these questions before now. And the first time I was on the board, I can't even remember the exact years, but what that did for me is it gave me the global point of view of the association world and even of the affiliate world. In my mind, what TSAE is about is solving problems for our members. That, to me, is the greatest value that we offer. And because our association members are trying to solve the problems for their members, right? And when you get the opportunity to see the bigger picture, I just think that opened up a whole new world for me and a way to view my position. So it wasn't just about hotel sales and selling room nights and room revenue and food and beverage and all those things. It now was, how can I help my customers solve their problems? And sometimes it's not just about visit Galveston or Galveston. It's a bigger picture, and you get to see that picture and you step out of your role into a bigger role, into a global viewpoint. And I just think once that happened for me, it was on. I wanted to be that go-to person. And it takes time and effort. Yes, it does. Guess what? To be the go-to person, you've got to educate yourself. And not just by being on the board, but by talking to your customers about something bigger than what their meeting is like. The board experience really did open up a whole new world for me.
Great, Dottie. That's really well put.
Well, I could not have been more excited to serve on the TSAE board. I met so many incredible and passionate people on the board. At first, I was chosen to complete someone else's term. I think it was 2 years. And then I was chosen for a 3-year term. And then I completed someone else's term the year. And then I was asked to consider becoming chair, which was 3 more years. That was a big jump. And I was nervous. Imposter syndrome creeped in, of course. I didn't give an answer right away. I wanted to really be, as Stephen mentioned, very intentional. I didn't want to do it if I didn't think that I could pull it off with everything I had going on. And I'm a single parent. My kids were preteens at the time, I think, and it was a lot. I don't have family in town. I wanted to think about travel and all the things that could affect it. Ultimately, I decided that I was going to do it. And it was such an exciting year. We had more than 600 people at New Ideas that year. It was really exciting to be in that room. I think that was our biggest ever. We'd had some hardships before that. We already been through the hurricane in Houston, and it was pre-pandemic, of course. So I, you know, hit that sweet spot of, gosh, everything is great.
Yeah.
We didn't have quite the challenges during that year. But as chair, you get a front row seat of the commitment that people have to the organization. You see the hard work, the creativity. You see the organizations and the people that are willing to give their all, Dottie being one of them. You see what Dottie volunteers, but there's a lot of people like her who show up without anybody even knowing what they're doing. Maybe the board knows, but not everybody does. And you get to see who those people are. You see the donations, the sponsorships. You see what people are experiencing because people get real in board meetings. And you get to see the other side of that staff board relationship, because usually you are the staff, and then you see yourself as a board member and realize what that feels like to be on the other side of it. I haven't regretted it once since I did it. I will say that.
I love that. That's actually a really good perspective, Teresa, that you get to feel what your members feel as board members when you serve on our board. I never really looked at it that way. That's actually really interesting.
It's really special because I think you become a better staff member when you see what it's like to be a board member, when you see what it feels like to be well cared for, to be able to show up prepared for something because the staff has helped you with that. You get to see what it feels like to have that level of commitment as a volunteer. And what was really special to me is those people I served with, especially those who chaired right before me and right after me. That's a special relationship that I have. You feel like you've been through something together. You have a connection that you're always going to have. We have crucial conversations. Yeah. You make hard decisions with them. You get close.
Yeah.
You go out anyway. You might have some tension with some of those people because you made hard decisions, but fortunately, it was a great experience for me.
Great perspective.
Yeah. Dottie, I have a very specific question for you, actually. As an affiliate, as today you're the voice of our affiliate members or suppliers or vendors, whatever listeners call them. But what advice do you have for folks who are in your shoes starting their sales careers in the association space that are new to the TSE family? How do I even get started now that I've been assigned to this market? I'm not a Dottie Bosley, meaning I don't have a reputation everyone knows and can trust yet. How do I get started?
That's a great question. And what you just said, if you don't have that reputation yet, then you need to start building that reputation. And one of the ways you do it is to become, certainly if you're in the association world, you become an active, engaged member with TSAE. But my question to affiliates is, do you want a job or do you want a career?
Yeah.
And in order to have a career, a meaningful, you wake up in the morning and you think, who am I going to call today? What friend am I going to call? And my friends came from TSAE, right? Who gets to say that?
Yeah.
Who gets to say, what friend am I going to call? Who do I get to take to lunch today? Because I never miss a meal. It's actually a big part of why I still do this. Really good meals. And I know that we're all busy, right? And especially right now, it's super robust. The meetings industry is super robust. People sometimes call it a seller or a buyer's market. It is still in the seller's arena right now, if you will. But it's what Teresa said, that when times change, and times change, we all recently experienced within 24 hours, the whole world became different. And you don't have time to build your reputation at that point. It's on. If you haven't done the hard work before something like that happens, or even a downturn in the economy. I remember in 2008, when that Ike came through Galveston and it devastated the island. And gosh, I do remember this story. It devastated the island. We were struggling to survive. That was when the economy tanked.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, I called Meg Winchester, my director, and she's in the middle of chaos down there. And I said, Meg, what do you think of the economy? And she said, what economy? She had no idea what the outside world was doing, but the economy had just folded. So we had this double whammy. And I remember, because of my reputation in TSEE, because I had put in the work, because people knew me, I called George Allen with Texas Apartment. And I said, George, I need you. He goes, send me the contract. I almost could cry right this minute thinking of that moment, because he said, I'll sign with it. And that happened. Eddie Edmondson, all of them, they all came to our rescue, if you will. And it's fun, for goodness sake. The food is good. Gosh, do you just want to have a good time? And I do want to share one piece of advice, because Teresa said, what happens at TSAE stays at TSAE. And I learned a long time ago, affiliates, that you don't have to tell your leadership or even your family just how much fun you had at these events. And I just thought that was such good advice. And I'll close by saying TSAE connects the dots, right? It connects you with your network. And for me, especially someone in sales, that is the most important part of my job, is that I had the connections. It's what Teresa said earlier, that the Mary Wilsons, the Dottie Bosleys would connect you with the right people. And so I have to ask the affiliates out there, do they just want their job?
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to go have a good time?
I think, Dottie, you do have a special place in a lot of people's hearts. I don't know if you've heard this story before, but you probably have many different times. But I was at an industry event and someone was looking at Visit Galveston for their event. And someone said, I'm going to go to their website and find out who to call. And someone at the table was like, just call Dottie Bosley. Don't look for a general number. Just call Dottie Bosley. So I think that speaks to you that, like, people associate you with Galveston and associate with you as an authoritative resource that just call them. Don't go through the business channels. Just call this person. They're engaged here. She'll really work with you. It was just, I did not say anything in the conversation because I was listening and I was just really impressed of the kind of reputation you have, not just with us, but with everybody. So clearly all your 28 years have done you well.
Thank you. And I just have to give it back to TSAE. I really do. I know this is beginning to sound like a commercial, but I get super passionate about Galveston. I get super passionate about TSAE. But honestly, the reason that at that table they said that in my mind is because of all my fun and work with TSAE.
You're reminding me so much, Dottie, a little bit of advice I got on the networking side when I was starting my career was, when you go to these events, just try to make one really good connection. Don't try to meet as many people as possible. Just one. Narrow it down to where you don't feel like the pressure to meet everyone at once. And when you meet someone like you, for instance, just that one connection can do wonders for that one person for, you said, starting the spark of the networking, and it just goes up from there. After 28 years of really good quality connections, I can see exactly what you're talking about. They're there for you. They're your friends, and you're having lunch with your friends.
Yes, and we have the newbie reception, right, at New Ideas, and we have the mentorship program. But do what Teresa did. Just come up to me. It doesn't have to be anything formal. I'll introduce you around to whoever I know. And I love what you're saying, Katie. Just think of it as one new connection, because once you make that connection, then you're like, okay, I can do this. Because it's scary sometimes going to the New Ideas. Oh, my goodness. And like I said, I even get butterflies still.
Yeah.
Come up to the folks that you think might know somebody else, and we'd be happy to. It's what makes this job fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to add to that, actually, because those people 26 years ago that introduced me around at my first conference and again at my second, those are people I remember. I haven't forgotten who introduced me around.
Absolutely.
And that builds trust and that builds a relationship.
Yeah. The best thing at these events is introvert, attach yourself to an extrovert and hang on. That's yeah. The best thing to do, because they'll do all the talking. They'll do all the introduction. And you just stand there and smile. And now you've made friends and you haven't really had to say that much. It's the best thing ever.
I want to say one more thing that I think is so important. When I talk about TSAE at Visit Galveston, there is not a question as to what that means. That means production. They don't know how much fun I'm having, but it means production. And that's a very intentional part on my side. I make sure my leadership knows what I'm producing because of TSAE. So that's my other advice to affiliates. Don't wait for your leadership to say, is it worth going to da-da-da, you know, the New Ideas Conference or something like that. Don't wait for that question. You want to be proactive in letting your leadership know all along the way what it means and what your production is.
Awesome. Great answers, guys. Thank you for that. You guys have answered this like 6-7 times. But we do ask the same question at the end, so you have to answer this question again. Why do you think being engaged with organizations like TSAE is so important? Teresa, we'll start with you.
Okay. We all know that what an association executive is something you don't know until you are one.
Yep.
And sometimes even beyond that, like I've spoken about, I didn't know what my job was when I'd already been hired for it. And it was scary. It's a bit like being dropped in a foreign country without speaking the language, and you don't have any training on how to live there. And TSAE is like the translator and a tour guide, and they're telling you how to survive those first few months trying to figure out how to just take care of the basics. And then all of a sudden, you're on the tour guide team because you volunteered and because you have a little experience under your belt, maybe with something specific. And next thing, you're sharing your knowledge and you're gaining knowledge at the same time. And before you know it, you're a veteran. 26 years in, still learning, but it's so important to, in this field that has changed so much in my time as an association executive, to be open to constantly learning. And there is no better place. If I could attend one thing all year long, it would be New Ideas. Not to say the other offerings aren't great, but I would pick this over any other organization at this time, because TSAE has been my rock. It's where I learned my job. It's where I was able to be vulnerable. It's where I've met all the people I do business with. It's just been invaluable to me. I don't know if I would have stayed in this field, honestly, if I didn't find TSAE when I did.
Wow. Thank you, Drea. That's a great answer. Dottie, what about you? Why do you think being engaged with organizations like TSAE is so important?
If you are going to sell or service the association professionals, then this is the only organization to belong to. I think, just like Teresa said, there are a lot of great organizations, but if you are selling and servicing association professionals, this is the one to belong to. And just like I said, TSAE, from my experience, equals production and fun. It just is the greatest winning combo that I can think of. You just learn so much and have such a good time. It's my favorite place to be.
how many of us hang out with the people we know through TSAE on our own time. We electively choose to hang out together. And I wonder how many organizations are like that, where these are your people. You might have attended weddings and funerals of people I've known through TSAE. You're on a life journey.
Yeah.
And that says something.
Yeah.
We're better together.
There you go.
There we go.
Thank you both for being here today. We've enjoyed our conversation. We were looking forward to this ever since we decided to call you guys as guests. You have definitely reinvigorated my passion for the org. Of course, I work here, so, and I was a member before that, but now I just want to dig in and do good things for our people like you guys. So thank you for being constant inspirations and icons for our space. We're just really grateful you guys spent your time with us today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank y'all. It's wonderful.
Such a great opportunity to say everything on my heart.
I agree, Dottie. It's an honor to get a chance to reflect on a lot of years in the organization. And I do want to emphasize that I was 29 when I started.
You're a baby.
It's been a ride.
Thank you again to Teresa and Dottie for joining us today. Such incredible women and amazing additions to our TSAE family. You can listen to all of our episodes of Better by Association on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast.
And join us next time for another episode of Better by Association, an original podcast produced by the Texas Society of Association Executives. Bye, everyone.
Bye.